University of Florida genetics researcher Jude Grosser in this interview notes that there are citrus varieties showing tolerance to HLB. He also discusses the quest for HLB resistance. We do have several varieties that are showing strong tolerance to HLB, right?
That's correct, with Sugar Bell leading the way, and it's got such a level of tolerance that it doesn't even matter what rootstock you're growing on. It can work on just about any rootstock. So, and it's also an outstanding breeding parent. So, you know, there are more babies in the pipeline that are going to have similar or even better tolerance to HLB than Sugar Bell has, with very excellent fruit quality.
Where are we on resistance?
Resistance is more of an obstacle, and there's a lot of people that are skeptical about ever getting there with conventional breeding. I'm not in that camp. I think it's possible that you could get there with conventional breeding, but then you have the GMO genetic engineering approaches, and most of the results from those are showing high levels of tolerance, and still resistance or immunity has not even been achieved with GMO, but the potential for doing it with GMOs is probably a lot higher than it is with conventional breeding.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.